Well, here we are, another wonderful BBS radio show. Today is Saturday night, live on the Light Ship, and it's the 2nd of June, 2018, so we'll have our birthday event here on the Light Ship tonight. And we'll go there probably about 45 minutes into the show here, about a quarter till. So, let's we'll energize the light beams first here. We'll do a little different sequential order here. So here we go. Light beam activation. Bring them up on your monitor screen or screens, depending on how many you have. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear the date away, the energetic cording of the day of the 2nd of June. So here we go, releasing this energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And if you have something going on in your life, a situation, drama, trauma, physical pain or something, we'll release that timeline that you're looking at right now that's connected to you. And you may not want to be on that timeline, so let's release it. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so we'll turn it back over to Ann here. So you all ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome. It is Saturday night. Of course, you've been listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. And as it's Saturday night, later on in the show, Ron will be bilocating all of us to Creation Lightship to experience a physical healing through source energy and some light being doctors who help work on our bodies. So Saturday night is a wonderful show to be on live. Ron has a terrific website, creationlightship.com. So there's a lot to read on there, a lot to absorb. There are free healings. There are many healings that you can buy to clear your whole life time here with all the different struggles and sometimes hardships we have to deal with. So I encourage everybody to check that out. And please send us emails or messages by either sending an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or click the link on the BBS radio station page to the Weebly Fast Chat page, and you can send a message that way. A quick reminder, I have a message from someone asking for some guidance with the healings, but they sent the message on the fast chat, and unless you put your email address in there, we don't have it. So please remember that, and if you have questions, you're always welcome to send them to, again, clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and our administrator or the co-hosts do go in there and answer emails to try to help people, especially if things aren't covered on the shows. And this person is wanting to know, maybe they're listening tonight, where to start. So they're interested in healings and getting cleared and connecting to source energy, which is wonderful. And I guess where to start is the website. I would start right away, do the Be Here Now clearing, and also go on that Weebly chat page, and there's a lot of information. If you click on healings, Ron recommends that you do the emotional whole life clearing first, and he has some wonderful discounts available, and, you know, I could go on and on, but if you have any more specific questions, please send us an email, and we'll try to help you. Is there anything else I should say, Ron, to somebody brand new who wants to do healings?
Yeah, the first thing, you have to do the emotional clearing, because that's probably 80-90% of your stuff in this lifetime. So it doesn't matter if you have a bad life, or, you know, you're dealing with some kind of physical crisis with your body. You need to get that emotional clearing done first, and then do the mental, and then do the fear. And if you are older, we'll say you're having physical problems, then at that point, number 4 would be your death barcode. So you want to know how many death barcodes you have. So that's covered on the one-time usage death barcode clearing. And then from there, if you want to have more clearings, then you can go in and do the unlimited death barcode. And that way you can clear your emotional death barcodes. You can do your stress. You can do, I think, depression. And the mind of the body, which is your internal healer. So that clearing is very, very beneficial if you're dealing with physical body problems. You get that mind of the body cleared, and that's under the unlimited version. But you first got to clear the regular death barcodes off of you. And then from there, you know, I have healing bundles. So if you're dealing with some kind of crisis of the body, we'll see again. Then we have the body jumpstart clearing. And we have another one, don't we, Ann, that could pertain to physical healings too?
Well, let's see, mind of the body, I really love also, I always use them together as the light infusion healing chamber clearing. So if whatever physical issue I'm clearing, I always also run the light infusion healing chamber with it, with the same issue. And I feel that's very powerful, as is, well, so many things,
yeah.
Playing the 12 source energies
timeline.
That people hear good. Before, if they come on any of your live calls, you can get that recording also from the chat page and download it onto your own computer if you like. You could just listen to archives of the show and also the YouTube.
That's good.
Channel of Ron. Ron's YouTube crashing. Channel is Ron Amatron.
Yep, and do timeline crashings on your incident.
Yeah.
Whatever you're dealing with and physical health, you're on a timeline with that problem. So you want to become real to get rid of your situation typically.
Right.
So the real you probably has no problems, but the one on the timelines do. So if you have a condition going on or a situation that's physical, then get off of the timelines. And we have to do maybe a couple thousand timeline crashing. So that's on the website too. So that's the whole thing. The everything on this planet is controlled. This is the old Earth, we'll say, the one that works cause and effect. Energies, not the new Earth that you should be on, but the old Earth is the duality of consciousness and law of cause and effect. And you're always going to have situations happening there, and that's what it's designed for, to have your energy from you stolen. And basically the situations are cordings, energetic cordings, taking away your life force energy. So that's probably basically it in a nutshell. If you don't feel like you're doing very well, then, by all means, get off the timelines that are keeping you where you are, keeping you stuck. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. And, of course, I hope the person's listening. And if they are, this is a wonderful night to begin physical healing by, I wanted to just say, there are two ways to prepare for the visit to the light ship tonight. One is to decide what key thing you'd like the light beings to work on for you. And I suggest you write it down right now because you'll be so relaxed and peaceful on the light ship. You need to communicate and articulate what you want from the light beings. So imagine you're sitting in front of the best doctor in the world, which you are, but they're just going to sit there and look at you. They're not going to do anything if you don't make the request. And the other thing is, the light ship created us, the Earth, everything, and we can visit the pure energy of different things of nature. So if there's something you love, like a waterfall, like pine trees, palm trees, the beach, animals, certain animals. We already have requests for elephants tonight. So send those in, and Ron will activate that force so we can actually experience whatever plant or animal or location in nature that you'd like to experience. And it's fun. It's fun when people write in things, and sometimes I say things I've never even heard of before, and it's very nice. Anything else you want to say about our visit to the lightship tonight, Ron?
No, that's about it. You have to be conscious and indicate what you'd like to have work with or work on. So it's always your choice, and your healing will take place as far as the percentage of your wellness will say, as to how much you've worked on the internal energies inside of you, which caused your problem. And so the more you've worked on yourself with clearings, the higher percentage you would have of having a miraculous healing. So remember, the darkness, these energies around you on the old earth, I have to specify that because I'm always trying to keep on the new earth, and all the questions come in about the old earth, which is valid because that's where you're living, but you want to at some point start to realize that you're in the wrong spot and you want to change. And the only way you can change is to have clearings to get rid of the darkness of you so you can go into the new earth energy where there's no duality. Otherwise, the duality will bring you into duality, because that's what you're dealing with. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, so the person wrote in, and they're saying, I need help clearing physical, emotional, and memory issues. So hopefully we've covered that. Well, they're asking, I guess they're saying a sample, perhaps, of a memory and a pain clearing. I don't know if you've ever done a memory clearing before, Ron. Is it possible to give us a sample of a memory clearing? Maybe a lot of us need that. I don't know. It's like we sort of don't want to remember.
I'll see. I don't know. We'll just give this a shot. Remember, your memory is dealing with memories, and memories are what you don't want to have because the memory sold you onto timelines. So I don't know how to deal with this.
I guess what it brought to mind is, I don't know, like we do need our physical memories, right? Like we need to remember how to drive. I don't know if that's more muscle memory. We have to remember what a stop sign is, what a street light is. That we have to listen to Ron's radio show at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. So there are some things we still do want our, physical self. But you're right, because we can't have emotion without memories, right? If we have those memories, then they're going to bring up emotion, and we don't want that.
Yep, that's right. So
I don't know exactly what this person means by memory, but.
Yeah, and the worst thing is your cellular memory, muscle memory, of hanging on to the past or being locked into a situation that you don't want to be in. All I could do is take away your memories. That's what all I could do. I can't give you more memory, because in the now you know everything. So it gets be a little tricky. So I'll do an emotional clearing. Here we go. And then I'll do a pain clearing, an entity clearing. Emotional, think of an emotional situation you're dealing with. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And I'll do a pain clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you need to specify where you want this clearing to work. Okay, so I'll do it again. Pain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, And now I'll do entities, because if you have pain, you almost always have, you know, hundreds if not thousands of entities inside of your body or hanging on to you, like mosquitoes taking away your life force energy as they resonate through the pain. So these are entities. Entities are those people that died and their emotional body is floating around here, which you could call a ghost. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. It's so terrific when you do those samples. We really appreciate it. Okay, I'll move on to an email that someone sent in. Good evening, all. Yesterday was about the eighth day in a row. We've had nothing but clouds and rain and fog and humidity here in the Philadelphia suburbs. I had had enough, so I set up the gray skies, the environmental timeline crash, and the Earth Protect timeline crash. The sun came out and was out all day yesterday in spite of many reports warning of flash floods. People at work were actually commenting about how they couldn't believe the sun was out because it was supposed to be cloudy and raining all day long. Same thing today. I kept it going. There were flash floods and rain predicted for today as well, but it was sunny until about 6 p.m. tonight when those clearings finished, and it got cloudy with a light rain, just enough to water the flowers. This stuff really works, so I want to keep it going for another couple of days till I get my gardening done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. So, that's quite wonderful. Let's tell me what I could do to help people with their weather conditions. Okay, what I'll do is make your body compatible to your weather. And we'll see if that helps you. Maybe you're someplace where it's, you know, very, very hot, or the opposite, you know, really cold. And when you go outside, you're kind of, you know, your body, like, doesn't like it. So we'll see if we can make your body a little more compatible. So I'll count to 20, and you can go out and give it a shot. Go outside and see how it feels. And I know some people that are in the polar bear club, so that might help them. So anyway, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll go to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okie doke, there we go.
Well, that email reminded me what I meant to mention for the person that wrote in tonight is you have these wonderful clearings bundle, and that's where you would get the gray skies clearing and the Earth Timeline Crash or an Earth Protection clearing, and those are only $10 a month. So you sign up for that right on top of Ron's website. Oh, and also, speaking of physical, in 2 weeks from today at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron will be doing a live healing call. Is that going to be a three-hour call, Ron? I think it was three, or was it 2 hours?
Yeah, it might be a three. It'd be two hours for sure.
Okay. And it's called the Organ Restoration Call. And Ron will be bringing source energy healing to all the organs in our bodies. And it's very powerful. You do want to be home laying down, or somewhere laying down, during this call, and I don't feel we've announced it quite this way, so I really want to emphasize that you want to be home and laying down to receive this healing. If you live in a country where it's the middle of the night, that's okay. you can come on the call also. But you don't want to be up and running around and doing things. So it is 2 weeks away, so I hope that someone who wants to come on the call that has to work or has some kind of plans, that they can change them to be available to just receive the healing. Now, because in the past, Ron has said often you can be absentee on calls, but not this one. Okay. So last night we talked a lot about timeline crashes. So again, if I can just put another plug, if you miss a show, or even if you didn't, even if you did listen, it's really great to listen to the archives of the VBS radio shows. So someone has a question, Ron, about timeline crashes. Is it 5 minutes or 5 seconds that more or less equal one lifetime during the timeline crash clearing?
It's not necessarily dealing with lifetime on a timeline.
Yeah, it was said a little, maybe explain that, Ron. Yeah, it's not necessarily a lifetime.
Yeah, it depends where you are on the timeline. So normally I would say if you wanted to clear a timeline on the website, I would say it would probably take 5 minutes to clear a timeline. Now, if you're on the timeline, okay, let me revert back to what I mentioned when we first put this on the website, I think. Visualize or think of a bridge, you know, whatever, a long, long bridge. And where are you on that bridge? So on the far end of the bridge, furthest away from as you're viewing it, that's where the aliens are. That's where they created the timeline. And so if you're an old person on this timeline for a long, long, long time, you would be on the far end of it, close to where the aliens are. Now, if you just got on the timeline with your situation, then you're going to be on the other end. The timeline gets crashed first the aliens get taken out, number one, who created the timeline. And then the timeline starts to fall apart. Just think of a bridge falling apart like in a natural disaster, okay? It starts at the landmass and it starts to fall apart over the water, we'll say, or wherever it is. So if you've been on it for a long time, you'd probably be cleared first. So that wouldn't take that long. And it'll keep going throughout the length of the bridge. And that depends, you know, how many people are on the timeline. So everybody does get cleared off. So if you have one, like, let's say that you, stubbed your big toe. So now you're on the stubbed big toe timeline. And the aliens are over there sucking the energy off of everybody with the toe problem on that bridge. So you're now new on it, okay? So it'll go to the aliens. It'll go to the people that are on it the longest. And then it'll eventually start taking away the energy from that bridge coming closer to you as you just came on it. And that could take maybe 5 minutes, we'll say, to clear one timeline. And everybody will be cleared on the timeline who has that problem. Now, how many timelines are you replicated on? You know, that's just one of them. They can copy and paste 1,000 of those. So you want to keep doing the timeline crashes. And you do it until your pain and or situation leaves you. So does that help, Ann?
Yes. And where I think the question is coming from is how you have let us do the timeline crashes, which is wonderful, is to write in crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, after our name. And there is a list of 10 timeline crashes on the actual healing, but years ago you decided, wow, 10 is not a lot of healings, or rather, okay, not a lot of timeline crashes. So we unclick that box and write in crash all timelines consecutively. And in the beginning, when we first were talking about this, you said it's roughly 5 minutes per timeline. Then more recently, you've said it's 5 seconds. And this person is probably listening to the archives. You know, and if you want to do the math, like, oh, I think I want to clear 1,000 timelines, you kind of want to know. So my theory about that was that the energy's shifted, and now that the healings are going directly through source energy, as opposed to how they used to be and run through your body, that they're just faster. So would you say the answer is 5 seconds is right, is correct?
You'd have to try it for yourself.
Okay.
It could be for a lot of people, but, you know, other people could be on more complicated timelines. So it's not one of those straight answers where it's black and white. There's a lot of gray areas in there.
Well, I forgot. You always said that. You've said one timeline might take 20 minutes, and another timeline might take a few seconds. I remember that now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you can kind of estimate, but, you know, you don't have to be too precise with that math.
Yeah, and the reason why it changes, did one of your friends bring you onto the timeline? So let's just say that you put your stub toe, okay? So you're by yourself and you stub your toe. So now that's your timeline. Now let's just say that, you know, with a hurt toe. So now you have a friend that's already on that timeline and they have a toe problem that they may not have right now, but they had it a year ago. And so they're still on the timeline and they want you to be in it with them. You know, misery loves company. And so they now drop a hammer on your toe. So they put you onto their timeline. Now, since they've been on it for a year, you're closer to the aliens, okay? So it may take less time. Remember, people put you onto their timelines. When you have any kind of event happening to you, a situation, you know, you're on their timeline. Let's just say that, looking at it another way, you get into a car accident, okay? Did you put somebody on your timeline? Did you run into that person and cause the accident? Then they're on your timeline. So you brought them into your timeline experience. Or did somebody run into you, and now they put you on their timeline experience? So another way of looking at it, too, like I said, everything is energetic cordings. You know, did they cord you, or did you cord them? So that might add a little more clarity. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. I'm going to read another question here, Ron, about our spirits. Why would spirit leave if we are that spirit? Do we have a spirit or are we spirit?
Well, what looks out of your eyes is your spirit. What, you know, normally you're talking with is not your spirit, okay? So your communication and your languaging is not your spirit energy, and is not your spirit. So, like on the spirit and the box clearing, we find different parts of you that have maybe been captured, we'll say 300,000 years ago. And we look for those parts of you that were taken, and we bring those back to you in the healing process. And so your spirit is actually healed as we find it. And then, because we can't return back to you that spirit fragment that's not functional. And that's why you feel better after that particular call. So, you know, like I said, it gets to go into the mental realm, and that's not really where I want to go too much. Because it takes you out of the now as you're thinking about things. So, you know, the way to be is to have your spirit and your body being, you know, connected together, not necessarily be in oneness, but to be in harmony with each other. And then automatically you'll get all your answers. Because your body is a very wise body. It's been here for a long time, okay? And your spirit may not have been here for a long time, but your body knows. So when the two get together, that's how you do your manifestations. you need the two to work. You don't need the mind, and the mind is the darkness. So you can use that, but you're not going to be dealing with source energy using the mind energy.
Right.
Back to you, Ann.
Okay. I'm going to go read. Oh, we had a request, Ron, and I don't think we've talked about this clearing in quite a long time, but for a sample of the jealousy clearing, which is, in fact, a whole life clearing on the website. And that would certainly, if you were experiencing that, that would certainly be distracting you from being on the new earth. Could we have a sample of that?
Sure. Here we go. So think of something. What are you going to think about, Ann? gotcha. You don't have to say anything. Here we go. So I'll count to 20. 1, right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So see how this helps you. And what I will say on doing the sample clearings, the sample clearing is 100% effective. And it's done after I do the last number count. And sometimes it may take a minute or so, or maybe even a couple hours for your physical body to maybe, I'll use the word recalibrate, so it can be put back into balance. So it all depends, like I said, if you've had a lot of clearings on the website, then you're going to be responding very, very quickly. If you're a newbie, then you got all this stuff you're dragging behind, this ball and chain around your neck, around your ankles, around your waist, of all the negativity and all of the misconceptions and thought energies, along with all of your mantras, and you're going to church, and your ritual practices, and whatever else you've been through, and all that's going to have to get released from you in order to do some healing, because you have all the negativity of all this stuff working with mind energy that needs to be taken off of you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. Oh, and we're getting close, so send your room requests in if you have any things in nature that you'd like to visit tonight when we go to the lightship. Oh, and one listener wrote in to assist the person with the brain impairment. Well, they unfortunately missed Ron's brain rejuvenation calls, but there's always possible benefit from the alien mind fog removal healing to use with the other healings. And that, the alien mind fog removal, is one of the $10 on that bundle of $10 healings that you can use for a month. So that's a really good suggestion. And Ron may do that brain rejuvenation call again. I can't remember now if you finished all four of them that you plan to do, or we're going to do one more still. We could do one more.
Could do one more, but not scheduled this month for one.
No. In July?
Yeah, but we could do one in July, I think.
Yeah, so that would be nice, and everyone really got a lot out of that, and Ron charged only $50 for that. Oh, I wanted to just go back to the spirit question that we just discussed. I forgot to mention the spirit in the box healing is also coming up at the end of the month. It's the last Saturday of June. And also starts at 1 p.m. on the Saturday. It's also a $50 charge. It's very powerful. It's called Spirit in the Box because, unfortunately, parts of our spirits have been literally stolen from us. And they're locked in these creepy boxes that Ron found somewhere in the universe. And he goes and like kind of does some battles, I think, Ron, and gets back our spirit energy, and it is very powerful, and it just would help with everything. Helps clearings, helps you feel better physically. Is there anything else, Ron, we should talk about regarding that healing coming up?
Yeah, it's a very important clearing. If you happen to see your spirit in the box, you may get nauseated and want to throw up by the condition that it's in. So you don't really want to look too closely. But what comes back to you is put back into wholeness, and you start feeling better. Maybe your spirit could be trapped there, could even be dead. More than likely it is, but it still has some type of life force energy to it, because it will take on the life form of what it was in, you know, when it got captured. So typically for probably most people, it would be a human body. But I have seen other life forms, because you were in a different type of life form when it got stolen. But that doesn't make any difference. It's still the essence energy of the spirit. So anyway, it's just very important. So it's in a sense, you could call it a spirit retrieval. I would say that the name of that, what people have used in the past with other modalities, it'd probably be like, you know, 1/1,000,000th of what we're doing on this call. So I don't want to use the word spirit retrieval typically, because it's not what other people are doing, and you're probably used to hearing that name, and they talk about it, and this is so much more complex to actually heal your spirit. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron, and I should have asked you this before. We talked about the organ restoration coming up, that you need to be live on that call and, you know, laying down to receive the healing, unless you're going to be asleep. But someone wrote in, and I didn't think to ask you this. For the last time that was done, it was required also that all participants had to be present. Can it be done absentee for overseas participants? So is that the case, Ron? We all should be present and listening to the call and still while you do the spirit in the box too?
Boy.
Well, you have time to decide.
I'll have to think of that one. You know,
yeah, that's 4 weeks away, so we can make the announcement. I mean, as always, if you can, I recommend you be on it live, because, you know, I mean, all the calls, if you can, get on them live. Oh, someone else had the same question. Okay, so stay tuned, and Ron will decide. That one person said it was required last time, Ron, so we'll get back to that. Because I know you want people, you know, to get the most out of it.
Can the people that are writing in, have them send it to why they can't be on it live, you know?
Right.
What's their circumstances? And we'll just see if we can make an exception here.
Okay. But it is okay for someone to register for the call if they're overseas and they're going to be asleep, right?
Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
Okay. Good. Yeah, no mind energies getting through, hopefully, that. Okay, getting in some more room requests. Thank you. And is it time? I think it's June, the first Saturday of June, Ron, so we can celebrate everyone's birthday, who is the month of June tonight. And
okay,
it's almost over. You want to just go to the light ship now?
Sure.
And everyone remember to request your healing.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So you have to be live listening to BBS right now to go to the light ship. If you're listening to an archive, you'll just feel some nice peace energy come over you. but you'll not be in the healing rooms. So here we go. You'll be bi-located, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going to go up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you may have felt your body shift a little bit. You're going to notice that you're completely out of time, and maybe what you're looking at looks very distant to you, and you're not related to it as much because you're looking at the new earth energy of what's there. Because you actually, if you're catching yourself looking at something that's physical right now in your room, you're actually on the new earth. And you can't cord anything on the new earth, so it will look a little different to you. Now, if you're a seer, you're going to be able to see things on the light ship. So here we go. We're going to go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're there. And going into different rooms, the hot tub room, pain release, floating magnets. And now we'll go into some rooms that people want to request the healing. So you want to request your healing maybe every 15 seconds out. And we'll see what we have here going on. So first room in.
The kiwi fruit room.
Kiwi fruit, huh? Okay.
Maybe that's a tree. I don't know. How kiwis
yeah.
grow. Tree
yeah,
or a shrub.
Or I hate them, yeah. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we can have some kiwis to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
The snow leopard room.
Okay. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So do request your healing as these light beings will come to you in the form of that particular animal. And there's always three of them that show up. Okay, next room.
Tall trees in a forest.
Okay, forest setting with tall trees. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one more, then we'll go to the food court.
Okay. Sorry, it just went off there. Oh, the pink salt cave.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll go into the food court. This is where we have our birthday party. This is for people born in June. So here we go. At the food court, you can get whatever you like to eat. I normally get the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the drizzles and the nuts. And let's see here, maybe some caramel, a couple of cherries on the top with whipped cream and ice cream and all different types of things like that. It's the size of a pencil eraser, but it looks great on a magnifying glass. And you put it on your index finger. And put it underneath your tongue, and you're going to be energized with whatever you're choosing to eat. You can get salad, you can get pie, other types of cakes, you can get puddings, whatever you want. It's there, because you can have them materialize whatever you wish to have. So if you do want to have seconds and thirds, you can, or fourths. And right now, the light beings are coming, and all of us on the light ship are going to be singing happy birthday to the people that are born in this month. So you're in the month where the year's half over, so you're the half-over people. So here we go. More energy. Singing happy birthday. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And like I said, if you want to have more desserts, you can. We can go into the gold plate room. This is where you put your hands and your feet on gold plates. And it will also energize you and give you what you're choosing, or what your body actually needs. So you first have a sampling and diagnostics, then you go into the next room, same place, same location anyway, and now you're being energized, so that's great. And so happy birthday, everybody who was born this month. Remember, you're either half full or half empty on the year, so that's where you want to be. It's your June baby. And what room should we go into next, Ann?
How about the palm tree room?
Okay, get some coconuts too, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
So here we go. So palm tree room, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
How about kittens and puppies? That's always so fun.
Okay, so here they come. So there's three of each coming. So do a little pause on you. One, two, three, four, and five. That's great.
That's so cute. The deer room.
Okay, here comes the deers. Maybe you want to have some fawns. This is your choice. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can go into one more room, Ann.
Okay, how about flying dragons?
Ah, great. Here they come. And there'll be more than three. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Wonderful. Okay. So now we're going to come back from the light ship, and you probably feel a slight change as we come back after I do my number count, because now you'll be disconnected from that the healing rooms on the light ship. So coming back down, one, two, three, four, five. So if you notice stuff around you, it might feel a little different to you in your room or wherever you are. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That just felt so wonderful. Thank you. A listener wrote in to remind me, to remind everyone that also on that fast chat page that I mentioned earlier that you get to through the Weebly, through the BBS radio station page, there are bundles there. For instance, the physical body bundle, but also some tutorials that are really good for people who are new. Because we do understand that it can be confusing and a little overwhelming when you first find all the Creation Lightship healings. And, you know, we do our best to answer all the questions on these shows. So, let's see. Okay. Yeah, it's a good idea to go in there and check it every once in a while. Now, we got another email in. Gray skies for the masses. It is entirely possible that you are the only person running the gray skies clearing in your city or town. So you are helping a lot of other people who may be stressed by the weather. I remember Ron saying in an archive that 90% of the weather could be artificially created. So you are also helping to bring the earth back into balance. A high five to everyone keeping our skies clear. Blessings.
Yeah, very good.
Yes, that is very good and very true. Though we do affect the weather. Of course, I do that gray skies all the time, and I second everything he said. But also, we have stories like earlier that things will happen all around somebody, but their house or wherever they live is fine. So sometimes that happens too, because the light beings are connecting to us, right, when they do that?
Yeah, they're connecting to where you are. Yes, uh-huh.
Right. But, and so it may or may not affect your whole city, right, or does it always affect your whole city?
Yeah, it's hard to say how the energy is going to be worked with, you know. I remember one person who wrote me, I think, an email. It was a man, and maybe listening now, I don't know. It was quite a while ago. So he heard about this, and it was back east, I'll just say Philadelphia, something like that. And they're having some really awful weather coming his way. So he put the gray sky clearing on, and it cleared up around his house. And he goes, wow, this is cool. So he said, well, I'm going to go get a pizza in my next town. So I'll just put that town on. And I think he put in where the pizza parlor was. And, you know, what happened was the energy was following him in his car going to get his pizza. And that whole area was cleared for him to get his pizza and to go back home again. His wife didn't believe what he was talking about. She said, I guess, you know, she thought he was nuts or something. But he says, yeah, it definitely worked. So, but that was a very cool testimonial. And normally, you know, at least not now, but, you know, in the past, you know, all that I had was about 1% of the men coming and to be all the women, you know. And this is a man who happened to hear the show and who did this, and the woman didn't believe it. So that's quite interesting, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But anyway, for him, it worked perfectly, and he got his pizza and went home and ate it. So very, very cool. I've had a lot of stories that if you didn't know what was going on, you'd say it was kind of unbelievable, you know. But when you do the gray skies and the earth imbalance clearing, and all of a sudden you hear about a thunder showers coming or something really awful, and you look up and you see the sky parting and the sun is shining on your house in your area, maybe your block, maybe only your block, you go, wow, that's really cool, you know? So, I guess back to you, Ann. We probably got maybe 10 minutes to go here, I think.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I was going to bring up the bites and stings clearing tonight, and someone has just wrote in that they have an insect infestation, and do we have any suggestions for that? And it is something that bites, so, or stings, whatever it is. And you have said anything that would, you know, bite or sting you shouldn't even be on this planet, right? It just shouldn't be here. So
yeah, that's correct, yeah.
I believe, and the bites and stings clearing might help this person get rid of their pain and discomfort from actual bites, but to get rid of these things in your home, I think the best one is the alien page, right, that you can buy for a week or a month.
I
believe it's a month for $30.
You probably should get on to get rid of something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because that should not be happening. you know, I know, like, you were talking about ants recently, and I guess some ants kind of don't bother people, but some ants are awful, and they bite. I think in that case it's bites, but, you know, they're not good, and it's okay to kill those, I assume, the ones that bite. So, since it's summer, I always like to bring up the bites and stings clearing, Ron, and I don't know if you have anything you need to say about it. I know once you said it will help people with sunburns, too, but could we have a sample of that, perhaps?
Okay, so this is typically skin-related stuff, and here we go. So think of your condition, what bit you maybe. So here we go. So we take away the poison and maybe the irritation that your body's suffering with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, and there we go.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and I hope that gave the person some relief, and then hopefully they can go the next step and get rid of them. okay, someone wrote in, I have two mind of the body barcodes, I believe they mean, to clear. Do I clear it on the death barcode clearing in the drop-down box, or do I use the mind of the body clearing? Thanks.
No, you use the death barcode clearing, the unlimited version, to clear the mind of the body.
Right.
The death barcode unlimited.
Yeah, that's great. It's really great that you're getting those taken off of you. Okay, let me go on to some more questions. Sorry, just had to open up a different window here. Okay, should we command the mind of the body the way we command the spirit to work with body issues, or does the mind of the body know what to do when needed? Or does it see us as perfect, the way the creation lightship does?
I don't think it sees you as perfect. So you may want to command it to get active with you. You know, get rid of the death barcodes on it first. And then, you know, be commanded to go to a certain body location. So that's, you know, that's what I think I would do with that one.
Okay, so yes, it's good to talk to the mind of your body and kind of instruct it, Ron. I'm sorry, I was kind of reading ahead there.
Yeah, no, that's correct. I would probably communicate with.
Okay.
And then also release your cellular, memory, you know, from a condition that you may have.
Okay. Somebody is writing in to say how much they're getting out of the cultural enslavement whole life clearing, which is another one we haven't talked about in a while. And there might be things that you're enslaved to and not even be fully aware of it. And that would certainly be something or some things that could be keeping you anchored or tied or corded in some way to the old earth. So that's a really good clearing. If you haven't cleared yourself already of some maybe religions, organizations, and just cultural beliefs that, you know, we all need to disregard, really, and live as free people on the new earth. You remember that clearing, right, Ron? We spent a lot of time talking about it a couple of years ago. Again, great reason to listen to the archives.
Yep.
So someone just wrote in to say that they're really getting a lot out of doing that clearing. So that's good.
Yeah, it's hard to say how that clearing is going to affect you or what your problem or condition is or mindset as you do that clearing, because it will start to take away steps you probably know nothing about and have no clue.
Right. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm just looking for some more. You know, I just want to remind everybody, too, that Ron really appreciates questions and testimonials to be sent into our shows. I know we'll be getting a lot when we do these next healing calls in June. Meantime, it would be really nice to hear from people. I think you've done such a good job, Ron, putting everyone at peace. They don't want to go online. They don't want to write an email. So just give me one second here. Okay, I think we've covered this before. But what is the difference between the fear clearing and the extreme anxiety clearing?
The fear is what you have fear of, you know. Anxiety is when you keep thinking about something. So you're not going to be, let's see. But the fear deals with a situation or what could be happening to you in the future. So maybe you're afraid of crossing the street at a crosswalk, and that's not going to give you anxiety. You know, it's just going to be a fear that you have. The anxiety would come, you know, when you see a car coming toward you. But anyway, it's a little hard to articulate that. but, you know, your anxiety is what you have when you, you know, which is much stronger than a fear. Maybe the anxiety can take your breath away. The fear may not do that at all. It's just, you know, get you maybe breaking out into a sweat or something, you know. So I'll have you all think of something that might be fearful. So, and this could work with the cultural enslavement. So maybe you are from a country where they have things that chase you and would like to eat you, okay? And that may have been, you know, 1,000 years ago. Right now, it's no longer there, that particular animal or whatever it was. But you have it built inside of your body. So when you see something similar, you become fearful. So I'll clear that from you. A fear, or it could be a fear of, you know, a fear of a policeman or something. Or you, maybe you are in fear of seeing the lights blinking, you know. So here we go. Releasing that fear from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then I'll do anxiety from the same issue. Here we go. Extreme anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, and we have a question here, and maybe you could talk about the generational clearings a little, Ron. When we do the whole life fear generational clearings, I understand we clear the fears lodged in our own DNA. Does it have any effect on our parents' souls or emotional bodies if they have already died?
It probably would not have much of an effect on it. When you do the seven generational clearing, if the people are connected to you and they're still living, that can give them a slight healing on that same issue. So maybe they'll get like a 20% healing because they're connected to you if they're still living. Somebody who's no longer here, it's not going to affect them at all. It could affect their, you know, the emotional body. You know, but you should do a clearing on that to get it out of here. So looks like our time is coming close here, Anne.
Yes, I believe it is time to say goodbye. The next show on BBS will be this coming Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And hope you'll all tune in and listen. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. Very simple to do, 20 seconds, and you're at peace. Do it whenever you choose to, walking down the street, do it if you work. Just, you know, whisper it if you need to. So here we go. So mind to heart drop. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then the newest part to that is, and keep me real. No, and make me real. It's not that they're keeping you. You want to be made real in the moment. And make me real. Here we go. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. To facilitate that, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. Good evening.